get the privilege of standing in for Sister Karen this morning, and it's a great privilege. And what I want to share with you comes from Isaiah chapter 40. And I want to read the whole chapter to you because I love this chapter so much, but I'm going to hold myself back to just a few verses. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, but the grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and he will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. So we started there with comfort, comfort my people. I don't know about y'all, I find myself in need of comfort today. As Pastor said, we had a service for one of our dear sisters in Christ yesterday. We have another one tomorrow. I'm very sad about that, and I doubt that I'm alone. We have considerable illness around us and injuries and all kinds of things happening to both our own people and their relatives. We have literal riots in the streets. We have murders here in our little town. We have governments toppling overnight, literally. But this passage, among many, many other things that it tells us, lets us know this simple truth. It doesn't matter what is changing around us, God is not going to change.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who's in charge of whatever country, God is in control of it all.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who lied to us or hurt our feelings or stabbed us in the back, because the Lord is faithful, his word is true, he does not lie or change his mind, and he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how we feel,
that's right,
what we're experiencing, God has the answer for it. He made us. He knows us. He understands us. He can fix us. When we are sad or afraid or grieving, he is sad with us, but also offers us healing and comfort and joy. When we are overwhelmed or stressed out, he's not stressed out in the slightest. He's not overwhelmed. He is not afraid. When we're watching the news and thinking, oh, what else could possibly happen? By the way, please try not to say that. He already knows what is next.
Right.
So how does knowing all of that help us? It doesn't. It doesn't. If all we do is say, yep, God is in control, but still gnaw our fingernails to the bone. If all we do is say, yep, God is good all the time, but inside we are boiling with questions and concerns, and why didn't you do this for me? If all we do is say it, but don't mean it, or worse, if we don't even say it, it does nothing for us. But here's the thing. He gave us, amongst all the other gifts, authority in our mouth. We have to use our mouth. We have to speak. We have to talk back to it. We have to speak to the Lord first and foremost. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force you to heal or be comforted or be provided for if you don't want to. If you need him, ask him, and he will be there with what you need.
Amen.
We have to speak to ourselves also.
Yes.
We have to speak the Lord's word to ourselves to counteract the thoughts and feelings of our own hearts that we can't trust, that we dare not trust. Our perceptions are flawed. His never are. He can see the big picture. We can't. We don't understand things. We don't like things. Lots of times when we say, Lord, I just don't understand why you did that, the real truth is you don't like that he did it. And he's not afraid for you to say, Lord, I'm not super happy about this. He's not afraid of that, but he can come in with some answers and some comfort to heal up that situation,
yeah.
But only if you're honest with him.
Amen.
If you walk around going, oh yeah, everything is fine, he knows it's not fine. I'm not sure who you're trying to kid, because it's not him, and it's not you, and I don't know if the rest of us are buying it either. Speak the word of God, as this next verse says. Sometimes we think we have been passed over, but the word of God says different. We have to speak to the issues. Even if you're alone in your empty house, speak it. Say it out loud. The Lord can hear it, you can hear it, and the enemy can know too that you are not the one to be messing around with today. Hear the word this morning and mount up on wings of eagles, and let's continue to worship him after I read the last verse. Starting verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Hallelujah.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Yes, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon you this morning.
Lord, we just love
not just for myself, but for this whole congregation and everyone that can hear my voice. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would come upon us today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here to do the work that we need you to do. Father, we know that we have so many hurts and hearts and questions and concerns in our lives. Father, I need you, Father, to now come and be invited to come and work in it, touch it. Interfere
you,
in us, intervene in us.
You,
help
Jesus.
Us to find the right path. Help us to find
blessed
the right
the
thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word
our
is strong.
Strong
your faith is true. Father,
yes.
We thank you that we can rely upon
yes,
you
Lord.
In every circumstance, in all things. And we thank you for all of these things. In the blessed name of Jesus, your son. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't ever want to get to a point where we do something just to be doing something. Last Sunday was the first Sunday of the new year. And it was a revealing of the theme for 2026. Would just simply put is the LPA is on a mission of purpose. And we're going to do that by seeking his presence. We're going to do that by seeking his power. We're going to do that by seeking his hope. We're going to do that by seeking through strength. But most importantly, we're going to be not only seeking his presence, his power, his hope, his strength, but we're going to seek his grace. Because without his grace, we'd be most miserable. Amen. Try doing it on your own. I got a question for you. How's it working out for you? Because like Sister Trish said, God will let you do it your way. But the thing of it is, we have to be taught how, why, and what. And that's what we're going to try to do from the pulpit here, from Bible study, through our group meetings, our WOW, our Refuge, and Brothers Keepers as well, the men's ministry. And the first and foremost thing was that God laid on my heart was we must be in accord. One mind, one heart, one strength. And according to Ephesians 4, 4 and 5, it says there is one body and one spirit, just as you are called in one hope of your calling. Then verse 5, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We have to be in unity because a house divided against itself will not stand, but will crumble under the pressure. You think our ceiling looks bad in the fellowship hall right now? If we're not thinking of what we're doing, what direction we're going, we're going to be most miserable. But thanks be to God, He's got us a purpose and a plan and a vision. I like the last part of the sentence, by seeking His presence, His power, His hope, His strength, and His grace, while at the same time we're living out our faith purposefully. We're all called to be ministers. It's not just my duty and job, it's yours as well. Because God places people in your life that I will never get the privilege of meeting. But understand, God will give you the words. God will give you the wisdom. If you turn with me to Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 4. I read these last week, but I want to reiterate before I get into today's second part. Philippians 2, chapter 1 through 4 says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. What a beautiful set of scriptures to finish out the holiday season. Joy. Jesus, others, and then yourself. That's the order that we should be in. Think about that. One mind, one heart, and one accord. What a blessing it is to know that we're going in the same direction. Amen. Amen. This morning, however, I want to get into part two, which we talk about one accord. We have to talk about discipleship. Discipleship is just training. And yes, we're a work in progress. God's not finished with you. He's got some things that He wants to do for you as He calls on you to do for Him as well. Discipleship will happen with the purpose of deepening your faith through the Scripture, through prayer, and through intentional living. You have to have a plan and purpose for your life. I can't tell you, because you wouldn't want me to tell you anyhow. You wouldn't like it. But think about it. God knows what He wants you to do. God's already made the plans, the resources for you to accomplish those plans successfully. In other words, we're going to seek His presence with our whole hearts. Don't get too excited. With our whole hearts, we've got a lot of potential. But I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Isaiah 55, verse 6 through 9. And this is going to be talking a lot about the plans for Lighthouse Pentecostal Assembly. But it's going to be talking a lot about you, because God wants you to grow. Not in stature, favorability, but mature in that growth. He wants you to be saturated to overflowing. And that's how revival sparks. One soul at a time, and then spreads. Isaiah 55, 6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him. And to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Thank God. Verse 8. God's speaking to us. The Lord says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." What a blessing it is to know that we can focus on unity and at the same time talk about discipleship. Because I know that we have people who have special talents, that God has not made junk at all. I want to finish out with one scripture. John chapter 15. We're going to read the first five verses together. John chapter 15, 1 through 5. You there? You got to check on me. It's in the book. It's God's words. If you get mad at Him. For you see in John 15, 1 through 5, Jesus Himself says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may be more fruitful." Stop and think about that one. When you begin to bear fruit, You can look ahead to see that there's going to be a lot of pruning, a lot of touch-up work on you. But if it's God doing it, so be it. Let Him do it. Verse number 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4. This is a hard one for me. Because when you're OCD, when you got confidence in your own abilities and talents, they usually cause you problems. It says, abide in me. Abide in Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Spirit have everything that you are and show you and prove to you. Because Jesus goes on to say, and I in you. Because you come into me and I abide in you then. We have strength, unmeasurable, unsurmountable. Nothing greater than a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. You guys need to get involved. Where's my amen corner, Aaron? Amen. Man, thought maybe you took a little snooze. Continuing on in that scripture, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Simple, isn't it? Why do we complicate it then? Because of me? Because of you? We get involved? But verse 5, and this speaks it all. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. There's a lot that can be said about what God's trying to do. And the messenger says to you, seek him while he may be found. Search for him while he is near. Seek wholeheartedly, diligently, to find your place in the body of Christ. And I'm going to ask you to stand with me. And I hope you're getting nervous. Because just because we have visitors here won't mean that I'll be different today. The whole service long, God kept bringing some people to me. Now you're getting nervous. It'll be all right. Nikki, you're one. I want you to go up to Sister Shag. She's one other one. This is your guys' year. I want you to come in front of her and turn around and face her. Take her hand. She doesn't bite hard. She might nibble a little bit around the edges. Some of you other ladies want to pray. You can give a big sigh of relief, Sister Nikki. Sister Shag. Because the Lord has given you some strength, some peace. He still hasn't filled in the whole picture, but that's the goodness of God, because you couldn't take it. But He has a plan that the year 2026 is going to be fruitful. Fruitful in your guys' life. The Lord's going to take you out of your shell, Nikki. You're going to minister to your children. But what an opportunity you have as a lady of God to minister where God has planted you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just praying that Sister Nikki and Sister Shag are going to be blooming and blossoming right where you've planted them. What a harvest that these ladies have. Let your hands be about your business, Lord. And I know you'll take care of the physical part. And Sister Shag, we just ask, Lord, that you move in that special way that only you are able to move in. Grant these two ladies wisdom and knowledge and a revelation of what's at hand. That God, you're in control. You have the ability, as they are planted as the vine, and you're the vine dresser. When other hardships come, let them be reminded of this morning, January 11th, 2026. For this body is praying and believing and expecting some great things. For it's in His hands that we leave these two ladies. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost, have your way today. Sweet Holy Ghost, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Dina, thank you, Lord. Sister Dina, now you can interrupt her. I want you to come up here, you and Brother Bill. Don't be bashful. That's what you get for sitting so far back. Sister Crystal, I want you to come up here. Sister Trish, if you can make it for me, please. Brother Brian, Brother Richard. Anyone else who wants to come? The last 3 months of 2025, there's been a lot of intercessory prayer for you two. The other ones will get it in a little bit. I don't claim to be a prophet, but I have spoken a few things that have come true. And I see in your lives a special harvest. A harvest that God's going to blow your mind. And I know that we think big around here. It will not come by your hands, but it will come by you being obedient. Listening to Him. Listening by action. One thing that I want you to learn is that living out it purposefully. That the harvest is plenty. And I will not limit to the spiritual aspect of your life. I believe in your business, your personal finances. That the blessings that are going to come your way will speak to those around you. But I want to encourage you to make sure that you continually bless the Lord. He gets the glory. And first, foremost. But I want us to pray. Now, I don't care how many times you have to go back to that recording, because I know I said a lot. But you watch. It'll come to pass just as it was spoken to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, the divine revelation here today, the intervention of your Spirit upon the lives of these two precious kingdom workers. God, they're going to return back to you with praise and thanksgiving upon their hearts. Every single day. God, I know that you can get it through them, so you'll get it to them. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out that blessing that they cannot contain. We'll spill over into their family, their friends, spill over into this church the goodness that you've given to them, the blessings and the harvest of souls that they'll minister to. Grant them that wisdom. Grant them that understanding and knowledge. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Yeah. I know we've all been kids. We've all been game hide and seek. What do you do? There's nothing that you don't do. Under, overturn, look under, go behind, look behind.
Yes.
You're excited. You're chasing the person that's, and that's the way we're supposed to be in our lives. And, by the word, dreamed it last week. And this goes back to Zoe. I told you when I was doing a little bit of the children's summit what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the kids going to serve us and come up and do the and play music. Two of them didn't show yet, but they're.
Amen.
What? Oh, she's playing that. This one key, it's called a chord. What's it sound? Off beat. Doesn't sound right. God hears that chord. We all have to be in a chord. We all have to be in a chord.
Amen.
And he's the maestro, and he's the.
I've been called many things, but not maestro.
And he's directing.
Yes.
If we aren't, we have to forward that. Still create the universe.
Amen. You. No, you. No, we all need it. But I know you had a rough year. Certain things. And I know I won't give details, but I do know that God was going to do some great things. I thought of you when Sister Trish said that about hope. And we all get discouraged. We all scatterbrained at times. And I'm not saying you only, because I put myself in there every time. But 2026, I see some great things. Not only your business, but the ministry. The things that you're going to be involved in. I want to say thank you for your willingness to help. And I've started getting people from outside. They attend every now and then. I had a lady tell me last night, that call on her anytime. And I was floored. I was shocked. But why should I be shocked? Having been praying for her? I mean, come on. We need helpers. Oh, you're gonna become a maestro too. Direct them. Good luck with that one. But be reminded. See the spot that you're standing in? You know how many times you gotta come back to that spot? one more time until you stay in the victory. Because victory is coming to you in 2026. Victory is coming to you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Crystal and the willingness. God, she holds her hands out and upward towards you. Fill them full. Full of helpers. Full of little busy bees. And let her be the one that says what to do, how to do it, when to do it. But Father, you're going to do some great and mighty things for her this year. That I know she's another one that returns the praise to you, because she realizes it's not her. It's not her talents and abilities, although she has great talents. But Father, let her walk in your anointing like never before. She won't have to understand that anointing, but she'll see the works, the fruits of her labor, of her walking in that anointing. Anointing opens doors as she seeks out, as she looks to you, Lord, as the finisher of her faith. She can't do it, but God, you can. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Sister Trish. I'm not sure Dad was her. Many, many months ago, over in the third or fourth chair, I spoke four things to you. Don't ask me to tell you them because I couldn't do it. Do you remember? You did remember the fourth one? Not now, but you did in the room. Okay. I need you to go back because I don't think God has finished that list. Fine tune. And you know how to get your little hands involved in it. It's okay to do it to yourself. Because who else will? But God's going to finish what he started over there. And the opportunities are going to be plentiful. Would you lay hands on her with me? Father, I have not thought about that service when you gave Sister Trish that word, but I know it spoke to her at that time. And there's some open-ended things, unfinished business that you and her has to work out. God, I know that as she goes back wherever she wrote it down, you're going to show her. You're going to minister to her as she ministers to you. A new business and a new work is at hand for her. And you're going to be the blessing, the icing on the cake, as we like to say. For it's in your hands, and you alone, God, can do it. I just say, prove yourself, Lord, as she endeavors to seek you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Why am I looking at you? Now, don't tell me you're bashful. Yeah, but she only sees me staring at her. I've already spoken to you. You're going to become a great warrior, a mighty warrior, a fearless warrior. But you know what else? You're going to be a fruitful warrior. That means you're going to get things done. You and God. Amen? One thing I want to ask, is there anybody that needs special prayer? Yes, ma'am. Can't blame you. Come up here. Come on, gather around.